what would be included in your desert island top five jazz recordings?
Oh, that's hard. As of late, John Coltrane, Newport 63. That's been topping my list a lot lately. Coltrane is still one of my absolute favorites, even though I'm a trumpet player. Just the way that he plays the instrument, you can hear the joy in his sound. And that's a really interesting recording because instead of just the classic quartet, Elvin Jones was unable to make the live performance. So Roy Haynes plays drums, and he really spurs Coltrane on. They have a great duo in one of the pieces, and it's really interesting interaction. I've also been really going back and listening to Clark Terry a lot lately, and in particular, his recordings with Bob Brookmeyer, so the Bob Brookmeyer-Clark Terry Quintet, have been great, and there's one called Gingerbread that is fantastic. Miles Davis, I mean, everybody always says Kind of Blue. For me, it might be 58 Sessions. It's a great recording that also features Coltrane and Cannonball Adderley, but has Bill Evans on piano, and just really phenomenal recording.
That's four.
Is that four or is that three?
Okay, there was the Coltrane.
Train, Miles, Brookmeyer, and Clark Terry.
It's three. And we can hold it three. That's okay. Anybody contemporary, anybody playing and recording right now that's constantly amazes?
Tim Byrne, for me. He is one of my absolute favorites. I actually recorded one of his pieces on a record that I did that should be coming out in the next few months. He is an alto saxophonist based in Brooklyn, and he's sort of crossing the genre of freely improvised / through composed music, which might sound strange, but they're through composed pieces that have free improvisation based on that material and then work their way back to end the through composed material. And I think that that's something that needs to be discussed in different programs today, that jazz has taken a turn and there's different things going on. So I think he's an important person for people to be listening to, especially with everyone in his group. And then also Kenny Wheeler. I mean, he passed away in the past few years, but he's been an icon and idol of mine forever with both his trumpet and flugelhorn playing and his composing.